Hi there. The word for you today is, you're here for a reason. In Genesis 32, verse 30, we read, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared. Those, of course, were the words of Jacob. The Bible says Satan works day and night. Revelation 12 and 10, he works day and night, accusing you, building a case against you. But Romans 10 and 8 says, with God's word in your heart and in your mouth, you can overcome Satan every time. When Satan says give up, God says stay the course. When Satan tells you look out for number one, God says put the other guy first. When Satan says it's okay to hold a grudge, God says no, you must forgive as often as it takes if you want to be forgiven yourself. When Satan says get even, God says no, be a peacemaker. When Satan tells you to take all the credit, God says no, give all the glory to Jesus. When Satan says clean up the outside and people won't notice what's on the inside, God says he looks at your heart. When Satan says you're ugly, don't believe him. Why? Because God says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When Satan says you're alone and nobody understands you, God steps in and says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the plans I have for your life are good to give you a future, to prosper you and give you a hope. David said, Psalm 41 verse 11, I know you are pleased with me. You have not let my enemies triumph over me. You have preserved my life. Now the devil will play the race card. And if that doesn't work, he'll try the childhood memories card. Or he'll dredge up your past sins and remind you of all the broken promises and dreams. Jacob said when he met God, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared. Here's the bottom line. God has a plan for your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today.